Koichi, this is also your question. I thought it'd be easier for me to answer by audio and voice here. So, for your first question, the cytotoxic test actually refers to food intolerance / food allergy test. There's different ways you can test. One is the IgG panel. The cytotoxic test was a test developed in the States in the 50s, and it's been used mainly now by Italian medical doctors. But basically what they do is that they expose blood, live blood, to food antigens, and they observe the reactions as far as what's happening to the white blood cells and the red blood cells. So the cytotoxic test is actually a test for food intolerance or food allergies. As far as your second question, would I recommend a comprehensive stool analysis if I had candida on the muscle testing? I don't anymore. I would have in the past, but now with the level of correlation that I have with my muscle testing and the experience, I would put them on a gut restoration or 4-hour protocol based on my muscle testing. Now, if you wanted to, you could ask for comprehensive stool analysis. Now, it would depend also on whether you think the gut is playing a big issue, and that would fit into the overall clinical picture of the rest of the child. But personally, at that point in my clinical life now, I would put them on a protocol based on what I found on muscle testing, and keep the comprehensive stool analysis as a backup, and B, if it doesn't evolve the way I think it should from a clinical perspective. Now, you may want to do a comprehensive stool analysis also not only to help the patient, but as a learning opportunity for you also. The third question is about the child with autism and the multiple practitioners. Now, you'd have to you'd have to see how many practitioners and what they're doing. Is that most likely you will be offering a very unique perspective for that child. When we have multiple practitioners, a lot of them are just doing their work on managing some of the symptoms, and in no way they're addressing some of the central issues that are going on with brain hemisphericity and the metabolic aspect. So you'd have to define, who are those practitioners, what they do, what they're trying to attempt, what is it bringing. Probably the kid is on some form of ABA program, so those are complementary stuff, but most likely none of them are actually addressing the central issue as far as what is the brain is concerned. Obviously, there's always, some things to take into consideration with multiple practices that can be accumulating for a child. So one of the things that we want to do with brain hemispheresis is start stimulating that nervous system, but that needs to be done in respecting metabolic capacity. And if there's a lot of people doing a lot of things, and if they're running, basically if you have like one therapy every day, that might be too much for the system. So that's all things you want to consider. Okay, I hope this answers your question. If you have, if you want, further detail, hop on a call, and we'll be able to discuss that further. Take care. Bye.